Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, welcome into the Odd Couple on a funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker along with Fred Rogan in for Chris Broussard.
I like that you get a standing ovation when you come on the air.
Thank you.
I thought that was really impressive
today. You know what? I deserve it, Fred. You know that. No? Maybe?
You deserve exactly what you get, Rob.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. What a show for you today. We're going to talk some NBA, some NFL, Major League Baseball. Got a full show for you. Bill Oram from The Athletic, who covers the Lakers. We'll jump in with him. And J.R. Gamble from MLBBro.com, do a little session of Foul or Fair. And, of course, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, Fred Rogan. This is a game you have not participated in. You will love it. It is the
Correct.
Game show sweeping the nation.
All right. Well, we all need to be swept, Rob.
We do. Let's clean up. But first, let me do, like, my introduction. Fred Rogan ain't some radio hack who's just filling in because he's got nothing else to do for 3 hours.
No.
Fred Rogan is a television and radio legend in Los Angeles, for anybody who wants to know. He has worked at KNBC in Los Angeles for 40 years. Zero. No, 4-0. Is that it? I'm sorry. 4-0.
Not four.
Thank you, LeBron.
Yeah, but I started when I was 5 years old, Rob. Keep that in mind.
Unbelievable. And Fred, any chance we get to have you come in and fill in for Chris, we enjoy it. How are you doing, Mr. Rogan?
Doing fine. Thanks for having me. Love helping on with you guys. Love helping out any chance you need me and any chance I get. I'll in full disclosure, Rob also did our local show today. He's on every Friday in our local show. And at the end of the segment, given how well I produced today's regular local show, I said, Rob, what are we going to talk about on your show? I wanted to be ready. So I asked you on our show what we would be doing on the network show. So now I'm all set. I know what you're going to start with. And, you just go ahead. You just go ahead.
But let me say this, too. Fred has a local show on KLAC here in Los Angeles, AM 570 LA Sports. Fred, it's called Rogan and Rodney, and Rodney Pete is his partner, and I get to fill in on that show. I'm a regular on his show, really good show in the afternoons here in Los Angeles. So Fred is ready to go, television legend, radio star, all that stuff. But first, let's, Fred, welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do the fine radio show without them. Rob G, of course, is our producer.
He's a stud,
Alex,
Rob.
Oh, yeah, we know that. Alex is our engineer.
Great guy.
Alex Tyshirt, yes, and of course, Steve DeSager. It's a Friday, so Steve DeSager is at the anchor desk, and he'll keep us updated for everything going on. But Fred, let's start in your wheelhouse, and of course, you cover the Los Angeles Lakers on your sportscast and your radio show all the time. And AD, after Anthony Davis, after missing 30 games, 3-0, Fred, was back in action last night against Dallas, played 17 minutes. He was on a minutes restriction. He was rusty as all get up. I think he was more rusty than the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz. He started out 2-for-10 from the field, 4 points, 4 rebounds. It was not that impressive. What were your thoughts about him? And we don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. I get it. It was his first game back. But what did you think after seeing Anthony Davis?
I think maybe we're doing a Priceline commercial here because you're Captain Obvious. The guy hasn't played in 30 games. What do you expect from him? He just showed up. I mean, he has been out for 30 games. He goes back out there. Did he look rusty? Absolutely. Did he stumble? Sure did. Did he shoot some bricks? Yep. Did he miss some shots? Yes. Did he have like 4 points? Yes. He played a total of 17 minutes. I look at it like this. Anthony Davis went out there. He ran up and down the court. He fell down. He got up. He got bumped around. He pivoted. He turned. He moved. He came out of the game. He walked off the court under his own power. To me, that's a major victory. And that's really all you can ask right now. I mean, the Lakers have been a bunch of guys in jerseys, but not the Lakers. You know, you can't expect a team built around two players to perform when those two players are out. And the Anthony Davis injury, Rob, it's tendinosis, which is more severe than tendinitis. And that is a ticking time bomb. You mentioned I do the local show with Rodney Pete, who played in the NFL.
Yes.
He had the torn Achilles. And they're a time bomb. They can go off at any moment.
We saw that with Kevin Durant, didn't we see that, yeah, right?
That's exactly what we saw.
2 years ago.
Yeah, so it could go off at any time. For Anthony Davis, the important thing was get as much rest as you can, and we're going to get you back in if and when we are concerned about where we're at. Okay, well, now there should be some concern about where you're at. You are trending down. You went 7-10. The Lakers went 7-10 without Davis and LeBron James. And that is a below 500 NBA team. That's who they are without those two guys. Together, they are NBA champs. So I had no problem with what happened last night. I thought it was expected. I thought it probably went better than you think it would. He was a bit winded after the game, but he said, no, I had my wind. Yeah, that's if you're huffing and puffing. He was winded.
Right.
But it's going to take some time to get back into basketball shape. So I look at it as a major victory for the Lakers, that he was okay and that he played.
I get that point, and I'm not going to sit here and act like that wasn't significant, that he came out of the game and didn't re-injure himself, and then the Lakers season would officially be over. But I got to admit, Fred, I'm still out, O-U-T, on the Lakers. Here's the reasons why. Anthony Davis wasn't playing that great before he got hurt. Number two, we don't know when LeBron's coming back and what shape he'll be in when he gets back. And number three, the squad coming into this year, where everybody proclaimed that the Lakers got better in the offseason after they won a championship, I think that's poppycock now. I think that's balderdash. I don't think that's any that team that they have now, even with those two guys healthy. And you just said, here's why I'm going to push back on you when you talk about the other team. And I get it. The Nets have three guys, okay? Not two. But when they lose two guys, guess what, Fred? They keep winning. They keep winning. Yes, they do. That's what's so unbelievable about the Brooklyn Nets. They haven't had all three guys, and there have been guys in and out of the lineup. The other night, after Durant got hurt again, and there's no Durant, and Harden had a setback, guess what? Kyrie and them, they won. They didn't just go like, we got no chance of winning now because the two big guys are out. And I look at the Lakers, I don't like the team that they have, and then you're asking for too many things, Fred, that have to go right. And there's a good chance, as they continue to fall, that they could have a tough first-round matchup with the Clippers or somebody, another good team in the first round, which could derail their season, postseason, before it even gets started.
All right, let me push back on you a little bit. First, with your comment on the Nets, they lose two guys and they're fine. Rob, you know what? The regular season is fun. The goal is to get to the tournament. If you get to the tournament, then all bets are off, and that's when the games really count. I'm telling you right now, if the Nets lose two guys in the tournament, in the playoffs, they're done.
No, I'm not saying that they didn't win a championship.
Okay, so,
no, but my point is their team didn't totally fall apart.
Yeah, but
and they continued
Lakers
to win. That was that's what's most impressive to me, is that one time it looked like Harden was driving the team. Harden gets hurt, they still keep winning. KD wasn't playing for a long time. They kept winning. That's all I'm saying, is that without LeBron, without AD, and now AD came back. Well, now, to me, what would have been nice, AD comes back. I know he's on limited minutes, Fred.
Okay.
If they would have won that game, all right? They got a pump from AD. That team said, we can still go out and beat Dallas. The Lakers have a better record than Dallas. Why couldn't they win that game with the addition of AD?
Because they're not as good. They're not as good as Dallas unless they get real lucky without both LeBron and AD. You know, you talk about the Lakers got weaker this year. I would suggest this to you, and any Laker fan, I think, would acknowledge it. During the offseason, we all believed they won the offseason. They made a number of moves, one of them bringing in Montrezl Harrell. All right, now they don't have AD and they don't have LeBron, but defensively they're still one of the top teams in the league. That just tells you what they're missing is their offense, Rob. And that offense is missing because their two top players aren't there.
I get that. I'm not poo-pooing it.
Yeah, but put them back on the court. Get them back. Get them ready for the tournament. And then let's find out what happens. I mean, the regular season is great, and we have to have the regular season. But if you've got a team that's won a championship or a team that can contend every year, you know what's really important here. And fans don't want to hear that because you don't want to spend money to see games that don't matter. But the truth of the matter is, once you get your team in place and the tournament begins, now we'll find out. Brooklyn, if they don't have two guys in the tournament, they're done. They're out. They're not going to win it. Lakers, if they don't have AD and LeBron at 100%, 90%.
What they don't? Firing what if on they all have? Cylinders. What if they don't have AD? It's over. If they don't have LeBron, it's over.
Right. I mean, so they do need. That's my point. They need both players, and when they get them both back, now let's analyze the West because that's what you said. You're out. They don't have a shot here. I got to tell you, you take AD and LeBron, and I'm not a Laker homer, by the way. Wherever you may be listening around the country, I do the show in Los Angeles.
Fred's not a homer.
Yeah, but I think I'm fairly honest. You get AD and LeBron back. Now, you've added Andre Drummond. By the time the playoffs roll around, if they make the playoffs, if everybody is healthy, now you've got an enormous presence inside. That presence helps make up for the deficiencies of Montrezl Harrell, who we found out in the playoffs last year did not do a good job against Denver and Jokic, will not do well against big men and have to defend inside. So the Lakers have solidified themselves by bringing in Andre Drummond. I like Ben McLemore. I'm told he's going to be the ninth guy off the bench if everybody is healthy. That guy's got some dog in him. That guy can shoot. And in any game you look at, Rob, any game that LeBron James plays in, and this is whether you like LeBron or not, you believe his politics or not, he annoys you or not, all of that aside, he's usually the best player on the court. And if he's the best player on the court and he's healthy, and his Robin is healthy since he's Batman, they're both healthy. I'm telling you, I still take the Lakers if everybody is healthy.
But what you just said, Fred, this is why I'm out on them. The chances of all that falling back into place after you had Anthony Davis not for 30 games and you had LeBron out for an extended, let's just be honest. LeBron has been hurt two of the 3 years in L.A. Can we admit that?
Sure.
Okay, so all I'm saying is the first year he was hurt. They didn't even make the playoffs. You remember that. And now this year, he's hurt again. We don't know when he gets back. You're asking for too many things to be better. And then here's the other part. You got a couple more teams that weren't in the mix last year that are better, and I'm talking about Utah and Phoenix. You can poo-poo all you want about them and act like they don't matter. But they're healthy. They've continued to win despite everybody saying that they're not. And I know nobody buys into the Clippers because of the choke job last year. But
right.
Fred, if you're honest and you've watched the Clippers this year with the addition of Rondo and
Boogie and Luke Kennard.
Boogie, yes. And you look at what they've done, what Ty Lue's done after the disaster a year ago. They're playing as well as anybody. I just don't know how you can discount the other teams in the West and think that if the Lakers now are not one of the top four, but in the bottom four in the West, that they're going to have an easy road to get to the championship. I don't buy
it. I'm not saying they'll have an easy road. I'm not suggesting that at all. A couple of things. First, the Clippers. Good for the Clippers this year. They're having a good year. They're flying under the radar. They're invisible. They need to be invisible after that collapse last year. So we'll see what they do. Phoenix. I grew up in Phoenix. I was the first game the Phoenix Suns ever played in their exhibition.
How was that when you got a ball in the stands and it had laces on the ball? Did you throw it back?
That's unnecessary. That is very unnecessary. I saw them play the Russian national team with Dick Van Arsdale at guard, and I saw George Wilson, number 21, 6'8",
out of
Cincinnati.
Fred? With laces on it.
It was difficult, Rob. I saw the Suns' first game. I'm a Suns guy. I have always been. I have to tell you, they've got as much chance to win a title this year as you and I do.
Wow.
So listen, come on, Rob. Come on.
You got,
they got
nothing
no shot.
For them. Okay.
No, I got nothing. And I'm a Suns guy.
All right.
But, I mean, you know, we're adults. We're not kids. They're not going to win the title. They're not, you know what? Maybe they get a first-round victory, and maybe they don't. They're just not ready. They're too young. Utah is Utah Fool's Gold. I don't know. They're big. They're strong. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens when it's crunch time with Utah.
All right. Well, we want to hear from you guys, of course. We want you to chime in. So after what we saw from AD last night, are you still in on the Lakers as the best in the West? 877-996-6369. 877-99 on Fox. We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is The Odd Couple with television legend Fred Rogen in for
Chris
Broussard.
That just means I'm old, Rob. That just means I'm old. Really.
And Rob Parker here on Fox Sports Radio. Alex, stick and stay.
America!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a funky flashback Friday. That's right. A little Michael Jackson here on The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Fred Rogen in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And dealing with the dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So the next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. We are talking about the return of AD, the Lakers in the West. Fred Rogen is feeling still good that if they all come back and get ready for the tournament, they got as good of a chance as anybody. I'm out on the Lakers. I think too many things have to go right for them. I don't like the team that they have. Even when they're healthy, it's not as good as it was a year ago. Where are you? We want to hear from you on The Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. Fred, I know people are ready to jump on us.
Yeah, Rob, here's my question to you. Before we get to that, consider this for a second.
Yes.
All right, so Milwaukee loses Giannis and Chris Middleton. Are they the same team?
No.
No, right. So now let's say they get healthy and they're ready to go. They're a very good team, aren't they? Yes, because the way the NBA is constructed, you have, if you're going to be any good, if you're going to be in the conversation, you're going to have a couple of stars, right? If one gets hurt, you're crippled. If both get hurt, you're dead.
I get it. You're right. You're right, Fred, but this is year 18 for LeBron. He normally bounces back. This is different for LeBron to be out as long as he has. I don't know what he's
going to do. Ankle sprain.
I know,
but
I'm saying
he had a cold.
I don't know what he's going to be like when he comes back. They said he's still a couple weeks away, and AD wasn't playing great before he got hurt. Let's see what people say. I'm just saying I'm out.
All right, let's go to Mark in Sacramento. Mark, you're on Fox Sports Radio on The Odd Couple. What you got?
Welcome back, Mr. Rogen. It's always good to hear your voice, man.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
What's up, Mark?
What's up, Rob? First of all, Rob, when have you ever liked anything the Lakers have ever done?
Thank you.
Let's take that off the table. here's what I see, Rob, and you know me, I break it down. First of all, when you bring in Drummond, you now brought in the best pure rebounder in the game. You already have the best stretch four, and when you put in Davis, you have the best all-around player in LeBron, and you have the best perimeter defense who goes out and guards shooters. They go get your shooters. Why? You get by them. You still got to go in that lane. So they have the perfect thing to guard shooters. That's why they have the best defense in the league. So I think that no matter what you see, if they're healthy, the big front line and them being able to guard the perimeter, that's why they're going to win. And I don't care who they play because Brooklyn doesn't have anything to deal with that big front line. They just don't.
Yeah, I'm not buying. I think you're pipe dreaming that everything's going to come together. I think that team is not. Last year, that team, everything worked out. People came up came up big for them. Playoff Rondo played well. And that's not to take anything away from Anthony Davis and LeBron. I just think you're asking for a lot of things that all fit in, and I'm not so sure they're going to be able to get there.
Mark, appreciate the call. Thanks. Andre in Massachusetts, thank you for holding. You're on Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple. What you got?
What's going on, guys? Not a problem. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, in terms of the Lakers, the storm clouds are real, and it goes beyond the injuries, you know, to their star players. The fact of the matter is this. The Clippers have won 10 of their last 11 games. Denver's won 4 of their last 5 games after the Jamal Murray injury.
Yes. So, keep talking,
so
Andre. Tell them.
People are, you know, and Rob, the Clippers, with the addition of Rondo, they mean business, you know, and there is the collapse of last year. That's in the back of their mind, so they have that something to prove, that chip on their shoulder. We all know last year with the pandemic, the Lakers got that siesta to get back healthy going into the bubble. They haven't had it this year. It's been a much different road. I'm not saying that they're out of contention, but this idea that they're the odds-on favorite, invincible, that was last year. It's a completely new year, and they have to get it together, in my view. I know this is tough for Rob G, because they might not even make it to the Western Conference Finals if they get one of these tough second-round matchups and don't have their ducks in a row, similar to what Brooklyn is looking like in the East. We want to see that heavyweight Titan championship match, but if both these teams don't get themselves ready, like Mike Tyson said, when they get that punch in the mouth, it's going to be a KO. Thanks for taking my call.
Andre, that's a great point, but here's the thing, Rob. Yeah, if Brooklyn doesn't have their three guys, or two of their three, they're out. If the Lakers don't have their two guys, they're out. Whatever the Clippers have done recently, that's fantastic. That's great for the Clippers. But you know something? And it's an unfortunate part of being a fan. And it depends on what city you live in. If your team is in the conversation every year because the organization is operated properly, you look at it differently. You just got to get there. If you're healthy and you get there, anything can happen. Am I saying they are overwhelming favorites to repeat? No. You can't say that given what's happened. But I'll tell you this, if everybody's good to go, and let's assume they are, they're good to go, I'm still taking the Lakers.
They are the defending champs. I can hear you after they get knocked out saying, well, what'd you expect? You know, they were hurt and LeBron was out all that time and AD never really got his legs and they made the mix. I'm just saying that'll be the excuse. All right, we'll dive in deeper with this Lakers topic with Bill Orme from The Athletic. He joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And let's welcome in Bill Orme, the Lakers beat writer for The Athletic. You can reach him at Twitter at Bill Orme. Hey, Bill, welcome to The Odd Couple. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's a legendary Friday here as Fred Rogan fills in for Chris Broussard. So, of course, Fred and I are already arguing about the Lakers. He has them repeating, and I'm out on the Lakers. I'm just thinking, Bill, too much has to go right for this thing, for them to pull this off. And I just think they're starting behind the eight ball with the injuries. And then I don't think this team is as good, the support players, as the team they had a year ago. Where are you on this team?
Wait a minute, Bill. Do me a favor. Before you get started.
What?
Let's set him straight. Now, people should know that Bill is one of our Laker insiders, and he is with the team. He covers them every day. He knows them better than anybody. And, Bill, are you telling me if LeBron and AD somehow, some way, are both 100%, now, that's an if, but let's say it happens.
That's why I got an issue with it.
What?
I said that's why I can't buy into it, because that is a big if.
But that's the whole premise here. If they're healthy and ready to go.
Can we hear from Bill? Go ahead, Bill. Let's hear from Bill.
I'll answer for Bill.
I mean, so far, this is like the easiest radio hit of my entire career. I'm enjoying it. But, I think that, you know, both of these, like, either one of these things could be true. I mean, if the Lakers end up not, and I'm going to be a little bit diplomatic here, but then I'll tell you what I think. But if the Lakers don't succeed and don't go deep in the playoffs and don't win a championship, we're going to look back on this and say, of course they couldn't. Like, yep. Look at all they went through. These injuries, obviously that wasn't going to happen. But we are conditioned as a sports viewing public to trust in LeBron James. Like, it is very rare that LeBron doesn't get there, at least get to the finals. And you look at some of the teams that, you know, he humped all the way to the, you know, the finals in the East with Cleveland. The guy has kind of earned the benefit of the doubt. Now, I am probably closer to Fred's side of things, where I don't really see any reason that LeBron won't come back at full strength. I thought AD was really good last night. And I think the supporting cast, I mean, despite what you're saying, Rob, I think they've kind of held it down. Montrezl Harrell did his job, you know, in terms of, you know, getting buckets during a stretch. Now he's kind of taken a bit of a backseat with Andre Drummond there. Dennis Schroeder's been good. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope's turning it back up. Alex Caruso's better this year. I think this is a supporting cast that is definitely different from a year ago. But when you add in a guy like Andre Drummond, who is a two-time All-Star, still in his mid-20s, that's a completely different dynamic than they had last year with, you know, JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard. So I think this group has a chance. I'm not ready to say they're absolutely going to win it, but I'm not ready to count them out either. That said, there are question marks. There are big question marks that we're going to need to see. And these last 13 games for me really are really a race against time, because they have so much they need to do in terms of getting LeBron up to speed, AD up to speed, and then getting them both integrated with Andre Drummond. It's not a small task in just 13 games.
Yeah, that's part of my issue, is that there's a lot of things that have to be done and a lot of things that have to come together. And, Bill, the other thing is the West, I think, is tougher than a year ago and different from the bubble, with Phoenix and Chris Paul being there, with where God. Utah is. I'm not saying they're going to win, Fred, but I'm saying the road is going to be tougher. You disagree with that?
I don't disagree. Is it my turn, or is it?
Yeah, it's
Fred,
your turn, and then Fred.
Okay.
Your turn.
I agree, but I think last year the road was easier for the Lakers because Denver did them a huge favor.
Yes.
And took out the Clippers. I don't know if the Lakers are getting to the finals if they play that Clippers team. It's one of those great unknowns. We don't know if that's a matchup that would have gone the Lakers' way. But I definitely do think that there was, a chance that was going to go the other way. So this year, it's not just the Clippers that can upend the Lakers. I think there are more teams that could do it. And so you're looking at, you know, maybe not Denver with Jamal Murray out, but now, you know, Utah's been very good in the regular season, and Phoenix as well. And, you know, really, I mean, I don't know, even some of these teams coming from the bottom, if you ended up in a matchup with like a Dallas or something like that, I do think that there's just more depth in this conference than there was a year ago.
Yeah, and that being said, I don't know if Utah is real or Utah is fool's gold. I don't know if Utah is good during the regular season, but when things clamp down on them, it's going to be a different story in the playoffs. I do know this, as a guy that grew up in Phoenix, the Suns aren't going to win it. I can tell you that right now. I know this as well. The Clippers will perform well, but they're a question mark. We saw what happened last year.
Have you watched them at all this year, Fred?
Yeah, I have. I watched them the other night.
To just say that last year is all that matters, I totally disagree with the Clippers. I understand the disrespect for the organization because they've never been to the conference finals. But to just like blanketly act like they haven't done anything this year, and Steve DeSager just said it, they could be 42-19 after tonight. They've won. They picked up Rondo. I like what Ty Lue's done. Bill, have I lost it? Is it a mirage, the Clippers?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the Clippers are a legit contender, and you know, for all the reasons you just laid out. I mean, Kawhi Leonard is a guy who wins. I mean, that guy, you know, with the exception of last year, you know, he has won in multiple places. He has put championship teams on his back. So to me, there's really there's no reason to doubt the Clippers, aside from the fact that they're the Clippers and they have kind of lived down to their history in recent years. And, you know, the fact that they flamed out in the second round last year almost makes it easier to sleep on them because that was the year that they were supposed to do it. So now I think, again, like just like we're conditioned to give the Lakers or to give LeBron the benefit of the doubt, we are not conditioned to give the Clippers the benefit of the doubt. We're just conditioned the absolute opposite way. So we almost forget about them until they prove it and that they can do it. But, you know, if you're looking at this objectively and if you strip off, you know, the name across their chest, I mean, I think you'd look at that as a team that has been playing as well as anyone in the league all year, and it is going to be hard to pick against in any series.
When will LeBron be back? That seems to be the big question now. AD is not going to be anywhere where he should be, at least for 2 weeks, Bill. He's got to get his win back. He's got to get his game back. He's got to get back into playing shape. When does LeBron come back? And I think this, and I could be wrong, it's a theory I threw out earlier today. You know, the Lakers say the timetable is indefinite. They don't know. I think they do know. I think they know exactly when he will be back. And I think it's going to be some grandiose, the king is back, the savior has arrived, I am here, and now we're going to start playing again. I just think LeBron is going to choreograph the whole
thing. You mean like year one when he came back and said he was in playoff mode, like that year? Do you remember that?
Okay. Yeah, I do remember that. I think he's going to choreograph the whole thing. Am I nuts?
I think you're probably close. I think it's going to be that kind of return where it's going to be sort of like, you know, playoff mode activated or whatever. But listen, I mean, the Lakers need to be in playoff mode, you know, now. I mean, they're holding on to the fifth seed, but not, you know, they don't have a firm grasp of it. I mean, there's teams, you know, Dallas and Portland are both within 2.5 games. I'm not too scared of Portland, but I mean, Dallas plays them again tomorrow. There's a chance they shave another game off that margin. You know, with LeBron, obviously we don't know when he's coming back. It'd be nice. I would love to be able to reveal that on this show. It'd make me very happy. But I don't know. I think, you know, my best guess has kind of been targeted after this road trip, which will put them back in L.A. with, you know, 10 games to go, 10 games to ramp up. You know, maybe it's, you know, a few games with a minutes restriction, and then you kind of, you know, take the, you know, blow the roof off for the last 7 games or so, just to get back into that peak condition. But it's all going to depend on the ankle. It's going to depend on the recovery and how strong that ankle is. The good thing with him, though, is, you know, as long as the ankle's healthy, there's no reason he can't go full speed. With Anthony Davis, you're dealing with the Achilles area. You're dealing with kind of the slow, you know, gradual trauma to the tendon. You know, there's a lot more need to be careful and cautious with that. So I think you are going to see this slower ramp up with AD. It might take 3 games, 4 games, but, you know, he's obviously going to be close to back to speed by the time playoffs get here, if not all the way there. It's just, you know, can they get it all done by the start of the playoffs, I think is the real question.
All right. His name is Bill Oram. He covers the Lakers for The Athletic. Thanks for the knowledge, Bill. We appreciate it. We hated that me and Fred had to get into it over you, but that's all right. You helped to steer the ship correctly. Thank you, my man.
You're just like my parents arguing about me.
Yeah, right. That's right. All right, Fred. College football decision makers are on the verge of making a massive mistake. I'll explain that next. It is The Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday with Fred Rogan in for Chris Broussard. It's Rob Parker right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay,
America!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to those beats. It's a funky Flashback Friday here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Fred Rogan filling in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Fred, college football is at it again. Rob G., I want you to jump in and explain what's being talked about, because I don't even need to hear the details. And I'll tell you, Fred, already, I don't like it.
That's unusual.
Yes.
You haven't even heard the details, and you don't like it. That's highly unusual, Rob. We never hear that very often.
Rob G.?
Well, a group within the College Football Playoff Committee, which includes 10 football subdivision commissioners plus the Notre Dame AD,
yes,
discussed expansion models to the playoff format, ranging from 6 teams all the way up to 16 teams, you know, each with a variety of different, you know, possibilities and outcomes. Either way, whether they decide to approve an expansion or not, it won't take place till 2025. But the fact is, they are definitely discussing it.
Fred, I got 2 words for their expansion of the college football playoff.
All right.
Oy vey. What? Why? Stop it already. You know what? It's always a money grab. We'll have 16 teams because they can make money, and they'll still be the same 2 or 3 teams that are in the championship. That's what we have now. We don't need to expand it. Did you see the blowouts in the championship game and the semifinals? Did you see them?
Yeah.
So so we're going to expand it and give more teams to play in a playoff that they have no chance of winning when you play Alabama and Clemson and those folks. Why? Why waste the time, the money, and the energy? There are the Ohio State was supposed to be this great team. They got blowed out, Fred, as we say in the barbershop in Detroit. They got blowed out.
Well, you don't want to get blowed out. That's for sure. And Rob, you know, you said two words, oy vey, but then you used the correct two words, which is money grab. This deal's up in 2025. So now they're exploring possibilities. They're looking down the road at 2025. Are you telling me, given your knowledge of our business, that they are not going to expand this and make more money? They're going to do it. That's not even a question. Now, when somebody says we have 63 possibilities, no, you don't, because there aren't that many possibilities.
Unless why you're not schedule... put everybody in? Why not just play everybody? Well, do like the NCAA. Just go ahead. Why
that's
not,
what you
Fred?
Do.
What's the difference? What's
the
difference?
NCAA men's football tournament. That would be exciting. That would be great news. They can't do it.
So when the first round games are 108-0, that'll be exciting. That'll be worth watching?
No, but they're not worth watching anyway till you get to a game that matters. So the point is this. Expand it. 16 teams, too many. Make it 8 teams. Look, the college football playoffs, just the way you get there. We have a formula and we discuss it and it's... Go with 8 teams. Open it up a little bit. You don't know who can get hot. You don't know who can make
a big
play.
Yes, we do, Fred.
Make it more exciting.
But that's the issue is that we do know that these other teams, if you make it... It's like the NFL playoffs. You know how Washington got in? Because they had an under 500 record.
Right.
Those teams should not be rewarded. It's just like the NBA. You know it, Fred. We play this year 72, but normally 82 games to eliminate 14 teams, and then there's 16 teams in the playoffs, and in the first round, there's nothing but 4-0 sweeps, 4-1 series where the matchups just don't really match up, and the teams very seldom have a chance of winning. Why are we rewarding mediocrity? That's what we would be doing.
Rob, because we do it wrong here. For example, you mentioned the NBA. Let's go to the NFL. Washington, under 500, makes the playoffs. Here's the problem. You should not base playoffs on how you perform in the division. If you're going to take 18 teams, 16 teams, NBA, NHL, baseball, whatever, what you have to do, and nobody will ever do it because it destroys franchises and any kind of fan interest if you're too far out, you just take, how many are we going to have? 16? Top 16 teams are in the playoffs. I don't care if a Western team opens it against a Western team. It doesn't matter to me. 16 teams, best 16 records in the playoffs. Done. Now you say, well, but the schedule's uneven. And, you know, is everybody playing the same number of good teams? Doesn't matter. That's just the way it is. You got to win the games. You got to win. If you did it like that, it would never be a concern with a team under 500 making the NFL playoffs. If you did it like that, you wouldn't have these teams in the East and the NBA that are garbage being able to sneak in at the end. But the reason you do it in this country is because the owners want to get paid and they need fans to stay interested. And I think we've talked about this before, Rob. So I say, yeah, 8 teams in college football. I go relegation. I love what they do in soccer. I think it's the best plan. Relegate. Relegate. You're in the bottom 3, you're out. So Washington football team, you're now going to be playing in the European League this year. And one of those teams is going to – you're going to Canada.
Fred,
and the Hamilton Tiger Cats are
good
coming.
Good luck with that. That's not happening. All right, our number 2 of the Odd Couple's coming up. And we're talking Baker Mayfield. You want to stick and stay
America!